Welcome to another episode of Sacred Scripture. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner, and I'm joined today by Father Bede Nkamuke. Father Nkamuke, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Well, we're going to continue along in the same vein that we did last time. We're going to spend half the episode on an Old Testament part of Scripture, and the second half of the episode on a New Testament piece. And today, we're going to talk about the creation and fall of the angels. And what we have are excerpts from Genesis, the Apocalypse, and the Epistle of St. Jude. I'm going to read this, and as usual, we'll have you begin to comment on it. Besides the visible world, God also created an invisible world, namely innumerable spirits called angels. They all came forth from the hand of God, good and holy, being endowed with excellent gifts of nature and grace, whereby they might persevere in that state and thus obtain everlasting happiness in union with God. But they did not all continue in that state, for, being possessed of free will, a great many of them abused it, lost the grace of God, and became wicked. They rebelled against God. Lucifer, their leader, saying, "We shall be like unto the Most High. We will place our throne above the stars." Then there was a great strife in heaven. Michael and the other angels who had remained faithful to God fought against the bad and rebellious spirits, whose chief is now called Satan, or the devil. The bad angels were conquered and cast from heaven down to hell. The angels who remained faithful were rewarded with everlasting happiness. They ever see the face of God in heaven. Well, where would you like to start, Father?
Well, I'd like to start by talking a little bit about the nature of an angel. And I think that will help us understand why, first of all, that they are the most perfect of creatures that look more like God. And also, it will also help to explain why God punished them so severely after they fell. If you recall, Adam, in the last episode that we did, God was a kind of patient with Adam, and even seems to give. It's as if in this case, on the other hand, there was no second chance, not even a time to no pardon at all. Whereas in the case of man, we're pardoned. That is why we still, we still have chance of getting into heaven. But it's not the case here. So, first of all, you have to understand that unlike human beings, angels are completely spiritual. Just like God is a spirit, although in this case, angels are not infinite, but they have perfect, or would I say sublime, understanding and wisdom, and they have much knowledge. Unlike we human beings, they see all things very clearly, and they know all things, so that they don't really have to think or have a second thought with regard to things. So, for example, we human beings, when something happens, we have to choose between different things. We change our mind, but it is not the case with an angel. So, what an angel knows, it knows completely and fully. You see, that's why we say it's apart from God, the most perfect of all creatures is the angel. So that will help you explain why. First of all, they look more like God than every other creature. If don't forget that when we look like God with regard to our soul more than with regard to our body. In fact, it's only in our soul that we are in, because our soul is spiritual. That is why we are said to be made in God's image. So the angel is all spirit and no body. So therefore, they're more like God than us. So, like I said, the angels are spirits, and they are very full of wisdom and understanding, and they will.